Whether you play netball, rugby, football or soccer, The Athlete's Foot has the perfect fit for all sports for the whole family. With a huge range of the biggest brands including Asics, New Balance, Adidas, Mizuno and X-Blades. Find the perfect fit with The Athlete's Foot exclusive MyFit 3D technology.
The Husey and Ed catch-up.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. A lot to unpack straight away right now.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be donating $2,000 to Carrie Bickmore's Beanies for Brain Cancer charity, which is a brilliant charity, which is great. So, and it was a terrible story I told in their show. And Ed Cavalli wasn't there for the terrible telling of the story, which he prompted when he... We won't go into it again, but Ed, right now you're getting your teeth whitened and you've got a mouthful of gel, gel.
I'm outside, I got a retractor in, that's why I sound like this. I'm getting my teeth whitened. First things first, you're a terrible person.
No, that last story was your fault.
That you didn't give any context, you didn't give any reason.
There wasn't any
context. You made me sound like a real weirdo.
Creep.
You did. Carrie Rickman said she changed her opinion on us, and that's not nice.
She already had a terrible opinion of you, right. So that's got worse. her opinion of me couldn't be any worse. So. But she's getting a brilliant charity.
Does she want the $2,000 or not? You know what I'm saying?
She's getting the money. Absolutely. No, she's not getting it. The charity getting it. She does a great job there.
Does a great job.
When we come back, though, we're going to get to the bottom of teeth whitening and why you are getting your teeth whitened. I've already had a bit of a go.
But you've got the longer go
because you're the man who thinks this could get you across the line in Dancing with the Stars. It's Coincidental Wednesday as well. That's coming up.
It's coming up very
Freaky
soon.
Freaky facts. Are we doing that too?
We are doing that as well.
We're chock-a-block full of action this afternoon.
Chock-a-block.
Oh, I love
coming
this.
Up next, so we're talking
Tones and I.
Yes, it is
Tones and I.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
I need my sunnies in the studio now.
Yeah, because we are bright. our teeth are bright. I've jumped in. What was that?
That was a bright ding.
Yeah. All right.
No, I haven't seen your teeth yet. We've both had teeth whitening. I haven't seen your teeth yet. You haven't seen mine.
I've certainly seen your lips, and they are. Yeah.
What are they? They're really supple.
They're red, aren't they?
No, they're not red. They're
what's going on? Actually, let's introduce Kathleen and Eugene. All right. A husband and wife duo who've come in to whiten our teeth.
Yeah.
Hey, Eugene. Hey, Kathleen.
Hello.
You're looking good, Husey.
Plug your company first.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
You say the name of your company.
Oh, White Teeth Whitening.
Well done.
Yep.
White teeth whitening.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. Now, his lips are red, aren't they?
Yes, they will go down in
They're
a few minutes.
They're quite painful. Did I get filler by accident?
Temporary.
Is that what's happened here?
What were you saying about his... You were saying something about his lips and his teeth are close to his lips, or something, was it?
No, there was a better insult. So, Kathleen, said what you said about my mouth and the retractor out of nowhere, which was not asked for. Come right really close to the mic.
We have two size retractors, the small and the large retractor.
Yeah, yeah.
The small one is usually the more comfortable one, but it doesn't open up your mouth as wide. Whereas the large one, it opens up your mouth nice and wide, but with Ed, it didn't quite do that.
You've got a massive mouth.
I've got a big mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge
like
mouth.
A horse
Who would have
mouth.
Thought?
Like a horse mouth.
Yeah, but my mouth is petite, is it? If I got
a good size
mouth.
Good size.
Is that the right size?
A good-sized mouth.
I've never heard that before. I'm going to take that with me. I'm going to look around whenever I see someone.
Perfect fit for teeth whitening.
Check that mouth. That's a good-sized mouth.
Great size.
Yeah. Great size. Eugene's gone great.
Wow.
Kathleen said good. Eugene said great.
All right.
We'll see the results soon, though.
You won the mouth contest that we didn't know we were in. So well done. Yeah? You had a win there.
I've never really had teeth whitening before. And
How was your experience?
I really enjoyed it.
I was in a heaven.
Did you have a nap?
I did not have a nap, but I was seeing different lights because you've got these weird. You put glasses on me, which were like psychedelic glasses, like a Bono or some
extra
Bono
experience.
And then there was these torches in. It was like I was being, probed by really cool aliens.
Yeah, you know? Man.
Are we still talking about teeth whitening?
Yeah. We are, man. It was all above the
different
neckline. To start, his teeth a little bit wider than mine. What was he on the scale?
28. You're on 30, so his was a couple of shades.
That's disappointing. That was disappointing for me. I didn't think I would be as close to him as that.
I'm going to take that as a real win.
That's another win for you.
I've got a good mouth and only a little bit darker teeth to start with.
And I've got a giant mouth full of gross teeth.
Horse mouth.
Yeah, I've got a horse mouth.
I actually did compliment you and tell you that you had a good set of teeth.
You did say that. Yeah, you go. So you got, they said they got nice
teeth. Eugene didn't say anything.
Did you, Eugene? Does he have nice teeth?
He was just in his surreal experience with anal, alien. Alien. Sorry.
Which end?
I meant to say alien, sorry.
Yeah, well, show us. Show us the results. All right. Yours look whiter. You've just grinned at me.
Yeah.
Mate, they look good.
Mate, I'm on TV on Saturday. This is going to be, this could really,
this could be it for me. This could be it for you.
This
could
be the moment. Your cheeks are going to hurt from smiling.
This is Hollywood Hughes.
This could, my wife has always said, whiten your teeth, you could go to Hollywood. That's what she said to me.
Well, now you can.
Now I can. Now there's no excuse.
No.
Anyway.
Ready?
What are we... Who's wider? Has he gone wider?
Let me get really the teeth shade guide and we'll find out. Yeah?
Let's get the teeth. You know what? We need to hear from people, though, who have had teeth whitening and has improved their lives.
Or what about, like, veneers and that?
Yeah, hey, whatever.
Has improved teeth changed your life?
All right. 13, 10, 60.
Now, this is not a paid ad. It's sounding a little bit like a paid ad. It's not a paid ad, is it? No. You haven't paid to be here, have you?
No.
We're trying to use you.
Yeah.
And you're using us, though. I mean, we're using each other, aren't we? Yep.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got?
Start it now.
So people who've had teeth whitening and their lives have improved.
13,
or have had new teeth.
Oh, whatever. All right.
No, I want to hear new teeth people too.
Yeah, right. You get your teeth fixed and your life's improved.
13, 10, 60. Have new teeth changed your life? 13, 10, 60.
So what am I on? Yeah.
Last time he was a 30. A gross 30, like wooden pegs, essentially, or rusty nails. He used to be a rusty nail. And now, this is taking ages. And now he is, Eugene's using a fake tooth.
16. A 16?
He's halved. He's halved it.
From a 30 to a 16?
He's halved it.
That's unbelievable.
That's, mate.
All right. God almighty.
All right, can I get mine, please? Here we go. All right.
16, can I beat Ed?
All right, here we go.
What is he? Look into the light, man. Look into the light. What is he?
He's a 12.
He's
down to a 12.
Wow. He's gone from 28. 28 to 12.
What's like Grant Daniel?
That's newborn.
Off the scale.
Yeah. He's off the scale.
All right. Thank you, James.
Good on you guys. White teeth whitening. Good on you guys.
Husey and Ed.
The boys have just had a bit of work done on the teeth.
Yeah, from white teeth whitening. My wife's just texted. She wants hers done.
Boom.
So, yep, we'll get you around to our house. Eugene and Kathleen.
Boom.
Free. Husband and wife.
There we go.
Getting around.
That's a freebie.
Getting inside.
It's a freebie.
No, happy to pay. Absolutely happy to pay. Now, you're happy with what's happened in
your
mouth?
I'm a dancer, mate. Now, I'm always happy with what's happened in my mouth. And
this is inspired by your journey on Dancing with the Stars, which nearly ended on Sunday night when you almost got voted off before the most hated man in Australia.
Yes.
He's a good guy, actually. And I met him and I like him. So I call him the most hated man in Australia for a bit of fun.
That's right. He and I had got along well. We shared a dressing room, he, myself, and Christian Wilkins and Bo Ryan. Fascinating conversations.
But fair to say, Dean, the most hated man in Australia, and can't dance a step.
No.
And almost.
Yeah, beat me.
Almost beat you.
Yeah, and then we're across it. And
you, who started the competition favourite on Sportsbet, were favourite.
Yes, I know.
You had $3.
I've had two shockers. I've had 2 weeks of shockers, and there's two ways you can go. Poor Georgia, my dance partner,
she won last year, by the way, with Samuel Johnson.
She was in tears.
She's been to the top of the mountain, and now she's at the bottom of the valley.
Yeah, now she's in the
swamp.
She's in the sewer.
In the sewer,
with me, flopping around with me in the sewer.
Brown teeth Cavalier, who, and then we've got, you realise when you looked at bloody Grant Denyer, who's the doyen.
With the stars.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, along with Amanda Keller, the best hosts in this country's ever produced, as a duo and individually. This is what you said about him the other night.
Really good. What happened to me last week? What? Halfway through, the light caught your teeth and I couldn't see a thing.
Got a good laugh, though.
You got a laugh, but it didn't endear to the judges, did it? The judges aren't endeared by your comments.
But I'll tell you what,
they're alienated. What we need to do is bring them back, and you're on the right step.
Full scale dancing.
I'm
dancing hard every day.
Look at your lips; they're bloody just. Yeah. Your lips have done a job.
Yeah. You know? Stop talking about the lips. They were not meant to be part of this. But the pearly whites have never been pearlier or whiter, And I've changed my life. I've changed my outlook.
I think I've changed my life.
Yeah, your life's changed. Your life's different.
Banging this one
straight
on. Yeah. My wife sent me a kissy kiss.
Oh,
thing.
A kissy kiss?
Yeah, kissy kiss. Oh, because I misspelt there, apparently.
Oh, let's be honest. Anyway, that was almost fun.
Who has had their teeth straightened or something or other and it's changed your life? Christy, what happened to you?
Yeah, so literally since I got my teeth whitened and straightened a year ago, I got like a new boyfriend, I got a new job, I have a new outlook on life, I am better at like everything to do with my mouth and teeth, and my life has changed for good.
That's an incredible story.
See what I mean?
She's got everything.
Everything she ever wanted. Boom, boom, boom.
You're talking to me, you're thinking I should go the full veneers, aren't you?
Yes, but what did I just tell you?
I can have a gap still.
Yes, you
keep
can
the gap.
Keep the gap. You can still be Hughesy. But they don't have to be as putrid.
I don't like that, Jack. I don't like your laugh there. Well, that's got you going. It's tickled your goat, has it? Tickled your goat? Tickled your fancy?
This was so hard.
Yeah, I know, mate. I was on the end of it. Here I'm trying to palm you up and dancing with the stars. Bloody,
oh, no, not after what you did with me. Not after what you did to me with Carrie while I was getting...
You're the one who told me the dancers were poor.
Yeah, but you didn't give any context. You didn't give any
context. You want to give the context? Don't want to give the context.
Let's talk to Amanda and then move on with our lives.
Amanda, teeth.
Yes.
What happened and how are you now?
Okay, I'm good. I was 23. I had terrible, terrible teeth. I'm 33 now. So what I did was I actually had all my top teeth removed. They were actually that horrible.
Wow. Start again. It wasn't a renovate, it was a knockdown and rebuild. Yep.
That's it, blank canvas. So they actually they copied the teeth, the shape that I had and everything so that I could keep them the same, but they're whiter, they're brighter. It's such a massive difference in life.
You're more confident, Amanda?
Way more confident. Yes. Everything changed, new job, new relationship, the aura in general.
Best thing you've ever done.
Best thing I ever did, and I never looked back.
God almighty, this is real. It's food for thought, isn't it?
Well, no food for us for at least 4 hours.
No, we're not allowed to eat. Yeah.
No eating.
No coffee for 24 hours or through a straw, or you can inject it, apparently.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch-up.
Coming up in minutes, we're going to get live results of an exam that one of the staff here has taken.
Yeah, our EP of the Hughesy and Ed show, Sasha French.
You've killed me. Are you happy? You've killed me.
About the poor
getting
dancers.
Yep, we already had two of the dancers text me saying, did you tell Hughesy that we were poor? So that's two so far. Thanks for that.
Well, how did I? You did tell me that they were poor.
Yeah, but
you told me they were poor and you said, take money out of the ATM.
And buy them lunch. Be a nice guy. Why do I bother?
It was ridiculous.
I know.
And I'm ashamed of myself.
I'm ashamed of myself.
But now I've got white teeth, which is great.
Should we do some freaky facts?
Yes.
It's a super freaky fact.
With Lily Abbott.
Hi.
Wow.
That's
sun, it. Now we're away.
That's sunshine
good
through a phone. There's no doubt. Lily, how old are you?
10.
Yeah, brilliant. You're in grade 5.
No, 6.
Oh, you're young for grade 6, aren't you?
I'm in middle school.
Yep, all right, middle school.
Fair play, Lily.
Legend.
Yep.
Now, you, Lily, you brush your teeth every day?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the case for some people growing up. I tell you, Lily, be careful, keep brushing your teeth, because mine went black and fell out of my head. So, yeah, funny now, funny then.
It's okay to laugh, Lily.
Not funny when you're on the dentist chair and you've got doing a root canal and you've got an infection and there's no painkiller. Lily, just these things can happen. Anyway, I know we've got into that subject.
Lily loved that even more. That was great.
Now, Lily, you've always loved facts, haven't you?
Yep.
All right, you're going to blow us away with 3 freaky facts.
Yep.
All right, we go with fact number 1. Let's do it.
Mexicans started putting a lemon slice in the neck of their beard to stop flies getting into their beers.
Super freaky fact.
So that's why there's a slice in the Mexican beer.
And which beer is the most sort of well-known of the Mexican beers?
Corona.
Corona. Before it was a virus.
Yeah, it's still a beer.
Now, can I ask, I forgot to ask.
That's incredible. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you,
I had no idea that
it
was to avoid to make flies not getting your beer.
Before, I forgot to ask the policy on supplementary questions this week.
No, I think we can have a couple. Okay. Have you got one?
Not at this point. Not yet.
Now, Lily, I'm never going to look at another beer again with a lemon in it without thinking
You're
about...
You're not going to look at one again.
No, well, I'll look at them, but I mean, I won't look at them without thinking about flies.
Yeah, same. It's a life changer.
Now, Lily, fact number two, let's go.
A hippo can open its mouth wide enough to fit a four-foot tall child inside like my brother.
Super freaky fact.
And as we just found out a few minutes earlier, that Ed Cavalier here has got a mouth as big as a hippo's, apparently.
Yeah, I have an unusually large mouth, Lily.
Huge mouth Cavalier, we're going to call him from now on. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your brother might be able to fit in his mouth. How old's your brother?
8.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Look, I don't.
And it's a good way to get rid of him.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is good stuff from Lily.
You want to throw him in a hippo's mouth.
Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah, no, he's annoying, isn't he?
Yep.
But I still like him. What's his name?
Billy.
Billy. I'm going to give it up for Billy.
Billy and Lily. That's cute.
It's cute. He's a good kid. So even though you called him annoying, we gave him a clap. So hopefully that cancels your what you said out.
Some slander.
Yes. Here we go. Fact number three. Bring it home, Lily.
Okay, this one's a bit ew.
Ooh, yeah, ew.
Okay. Ew. The average public swimming pool contains about 75 litres of pee.
Urine. Yeah.
Which is enough to fill a wheelie bin.
Super freaky fact.
I reckon we might have, that's two facts, and I reckon the second one was absolutely fantastic. A wheelie bin can hold about 75 litres of pee.
Of urine. I'd like to say.
Okay, you can call it what you like.
Well, urine is the technical term. Yeah, but that is unbelievable. 75 litres of urine in a public pool. Goodness. So what you're saying, Lily, that, you know, if I want to add a bit extra, it's not really going to matter, is it, Lily? So there's already that much in there.
Yeah.
Have you ever weed in a pool, Lily?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Good on you. You're Australian.
Well done.
All right, Lily, you're going to get a $150 book voucher. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great work, Lily.
Hughie and Ed.
Yeah, driving you home. All thanks to our mates at The Athlete's Foot. Go to athletesfoot.com.au.
Yes.
Oh, they're the best.
You need it. How many more times do I have to tell you? You're trying to get, you need 3 more seconds off your time trial for the distance that you run every day, and you need a better pair of shoes, you'd get 5 seconds. Just hurry up. Get the MyFit 3D and stop telling me about it.
Of course I'm going to do it. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, they're the best. Athlete's Foot are the best. Get there.
Stay
all your feet needs. Now, your shoe needs. Now, your athletic shoe needs.
Correct.
When we come back on the subject of an athlete, our EP, our executive producer, Sasha French, is thinking about, not saying a career change, but a
side hustle.
Yes, a big side hustle. She spent years becoming a Pilates instructor. Yep. She's had her final exam the other day.
Yes.
She does not know the results of the exam.
No. And she needs, it's one of those exams where it's not 50% is a pass. It's like you need 80%. So a lot of people fail.
Yeah, at least 50% of the people who do it fail.
More.
Is it higher than that?
More.
I'm not sure on the percentage, but
it's high.
80% in theory, yeah.
And we have got the man who has got the results is going to give them to us live. And you're up for this, aren't you?
I am.
What was his final text to you, though, before he agreed to do it? What did he say?
He texted me last night saying, are you sure you're okay with this?
Oh.
What does it mean? Has she failed?
Oh, God.
She might have. This is big jeopardy.
Find out next.
It's the Hughie and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Hughie and Ed.
A very nervous moment right now for someone in this team.
Yes, Sasha French, long-time executive producer, ACRA award-winning producer of the year. You've been doing something in your spare time for how long?
Oh, just over a year now.
But like full on?
A lot of hours. Like I don't think I've ever worked so hard at anything, like physically and mentally studying and learning anatomy.
I mean, you've worked very hard on this show over many years. But,
I know, but
that was terrible.
Actually, probably that was terrible.
When you said it, I'm thinking to myself, she can't dig herself out of this.
No, but it was
this is an insane thing to say.
It was something I don't know anything about. So it was
something.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, of course, that's what you meant. Now, so it's Pilates.
Pilates,
and you've enjoyed Pilates for many years. You've been a Pilates goer. A participant?
You started as a participant in a class, and did you think to yourself, I could do this?
I did. Yeah. And then I thought I just want to do more with
yes,
this.
Yes, and then how? What's the training like? For those who don't know, it was developed by Joseph Pilates as a rehabilitation program for soldiers.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and it's all about the body and
that thing that goes back and forth.
I do it the reformer. That's the what reformer. I'm training on. Yes.
Yeah, so it's like a bench that's got a, it's on a
springs
a rails
and, yes.
and stuff. Yeah,
thank you.
Strengthening, full body strength.
Yeah,
and all that.
Glenn Robbins, the great Glenn Robbins.
Here we go.
He's mad for Pilates.
Yes,
and
yes.
His body just looks amazing. I mean, there's no wonder he gets his clothes off at every you know, every opportunity.
Before you ask him, he's a beautiful figure, and he does it for his surfing as well. It keeps him lithe and strong for his surfing.
Yes. Now, Sash, so you had a big exam, which is meant to be your final exam.
It was. So
pass this exam, you become an instructor.
Yes. I mean, training with this, it's through Polestar. And so it's lots of people who are like, a lot of, most of the people are physios and osteos. So they've got a background.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So I had to work extra hard because it wasn't natural.
But we actually don't know whether you've passed or not.
I don't. And it's two parts. It was a theory part and a practical. And I have to get 80% in the multi-choice, which was what I was worried about.
In the theory part.
In the theory part.
Oh, so we're about to speak to, let's introduce Lockie Noe, who is the Polestar educator. Welcome to the show, Lockie.
G'day, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. Now, you're, and Ed's here as well, and Sash. G'day to say
G'day, Ed. G'day, Sash.
Hi.
Hi, Lockie.
Now, mate, you sent the text message last night to Sash saying, are you sure you're comfortable with this live reveal? You did send that message, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I was actually going to go up to the student at 5:30 this morning because I thought that's what you wanted me to come in the morning.
Well, they get up early, these people.
Yeah,
now, Lockie, what's the fail rate? What's the percentage of people who fail this this very hard practical bit, the theoretical bit?
The fail rate off the top of my head, I wouldn't know, but we have quite a high requirement.
Yeah.
The majority of people often fail more in the theory.
Yeah, they fail in the theory, man, because that's where you need 80%. All right, so we drag this out any longer?
We need a drum roll. did Sasha French pass her Pilates exam, and is her dream to be a Pilates instructor, has it been realised? Lockie.
What does Sasha French think? What do you think, Sasha?
Oh, I hate that.
That's when you do a bad stand-up gig
and someone says, how do you reckon that went?
How do you think that went?
Well, you tell me, mate. You tell me.
Yeah.
Come on.
She passed with flying colours, guys.
She's done it! Sasha French, congratulations.
Topped it with 88%.
Yeah. I love 88%
to spare, and that last 12% is just rubbish. Stuff.
Yeah, good hug. Good on you, Sasha French.
Push button. I'll give you a hug in a second. All right, congratulations.
Thanks, Sasha. I got you a present, but I left it at home, so I'll bring it tomorrow.
Really lost its impact now, hasn't it? But well done, and I'll pay for half of whatever present he got you.
Yay! It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Yeah, driving home this afternoon. It's Wednesday, gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
13, 10, 60. Whatever your coincidence, big or small, we don't care. We just want to hear them.
Yeah, great. Or we couldn't care less what they are. Just get involved in this segment.
Yes, please.
My wife had one actually yesterday where I'm reading a book about Harvey Weinstein called She Said about, you know, he's trial. It's coming up, isn't it?
No, it's on at the moment. The trial's on at the moment.
You know what? The jurors, they're deliberating as we speak.
Really?
Yeah, they are.
Well, let's go live to the...
They are. They will, this time tomorrow, they will have a decision.
Okay.
Anyway, I said, I'm reading this book and it's not that interesting. You know, it's interesting, but not that interesting. And my wife said, you should read a book about North Korea.
Definitely.
And then she explained to me a woman who she heard on a TED talk about, you know, she'd left North Korea, and we went to this long explanation. And I said, I've read that book. And I'd read the book that she was talking about. You know?
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
And we'd had a long discussion about it quite a while ago. She may be getting Alzheimer's. No, not funny.
All right.
But, Jack, you've got one too. Give us yours. What is it?
See, as you know, Christmas time, I went home to the UK. Yeah, all my family live in the UK.
Oh, well, you thought they might because of your accent.
Yes, and it was a surprise, so they had no idea we were going.
It's a worry, home. Isn't it?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it was a surprise. They had no idea.
Because, you know, you could have gone home and there could have been some other kid there that they'd never told you about, some other secret family.
They preferred.
Well, that didn't happen. They were very pleased to see us.
I don't know.
But no, so it was a big surprise. So flying over there, didn't know. And we have family friends that we've had since I was like three years old. And he's a boy that's the same age as me.
Sure.
He has the opposite thing going on. So his family is here in Australia and he lives in the UK. All right? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Hang on. My family in the UK.
Yeah.
I'm over here in Australia.
Oh, right.
His family's here in Australia. He's over in the UK.
Oh, so his family moved to Australia.
Yeah, right.
And he stayed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically what's happening, I was flying over to the UK, landed in Abu Dhabi, turned on my phone to check Instagram, and he had literally just done exactly what I was planning to do, but on the other side of the world, and we had no idea that he was doing that.
And he was...
So we would have literally crossed in the air.
A surprise. He was surprising as well.
Surprising his family as well.
So your family, neither your family or his family are on Instagram. So you were able to like post about it without worrying.
I didn't post about it. I looked on Instagram and saw his surprise. He'd just done it.
Oh, he'd just done it.
He'd done it.
Yeah, right. No, well, I'm with you, but yeah, well, no, yeah. But it's good.
It was long.
No, it was a good one, man. It was a bloody good one.
Oh, that's it. I like it.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way. My name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
13:10:60 for your coincidences.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Harry Styles who got mugged the other day. Yeah, absolutely did.
Is that what Carrie and Tommy were talking about?
Yeah, Harry Styles got mugged. Someone just said, I want your money, and he gave the money. Good idea, Harry.
Yeah.
Set a big one. And then he had the Lizzo. He did the thing with Lizzo where she did his song. He's had a big week.
Yeah, look, I don't think he ever has a small week, though. Harry Styles never has a small moment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought.
I mean, he's really having a renaissance. That song we just played has been the best song he's ever done. There, I've said it.
Well, there wasn't a high bar. All of his best songs were in One Direction. Do you want to get into this with me or not?
No.
Because I'm a huge 1D guy and all his best work was in One Direction.
Yeah, I agree. I'm 100%. Let's keep going. But all Steph, you've got a coincidence for us.
I do.
All right, here we go.
Last week on Facebook, I posted an inspiration quote.
Yep.
And then I realised in my memories that on the same day... 3 years ago, I posted the exact same quote.
Oh, I love it.
That is fantastic.
It's a good quote.
What is it?
Yeah.
Sorry?
What's the quote? We're writing it down. We'll post it. What is it? What's the quote?
It was an out-of-city quote. I can't remember exactly what it was.
You can't remember it, even though you posted it twice.
Yes.
Can you give us the gist, Steph? Give us the gist.
Yeah.
It was something about being successful. Like, if you want to be a winner, you have to... Tell yourself every day that you're going to be a winner. That's the only way.
Yeah, right. Talk yourself into it. Yeah, absolutely.
Tell yourself.
Keep your thoughts positive.
Yes.
Stop focusing on the negative.
No.
We all got to remember that.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the negative.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what.
Look what you've got, not what you haven't got.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. Don't look around at other people more successful than you.
Oh, God.
How's that help?
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm serious.
Don't worry that you're in the bottom two with Dean from Maths. Just be happy that you got to dance.
Absolutely. And you didn't go out first on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Probably go out. No, you're not going to go out this week because you're going to be a winner like Steph's her quotes that you can't remember said.
I wrote the quote down.
What did you write down?
If you want to be successful, tell yourself you're going to be.
What are you going to do this week on Sunday night on Dancing with the Stars?
Be successful.
Do? Yeah. And you're going to be in the top 50%.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going top 3 on the night.
Wow.
Top 3 on the night.
Ava.
Yes, hello.
What's your coincidence?
Once I was with my dad and I asked him what a group of kangaroos was called. Neither of us had any idea.
I don't have an idea.
It's a mob.
Is it a mob?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's not... Yep. But anyway,
We went to search it up on Google and we typed in what and the first... you know where it has, like, suggestions?
Yep.
Yeah, it said, what is a group of kangaroos called?
Am I allowed to take issue with a coincidence?
Yeah, no.
Can I?
I'm interested that she didn't click on it and find out that it was a mob.
Yeah, that's interesting. Am I right, though? Is it a mob?
Yeah
he's done.
Yeah. What's the issue with the coincidence?
Well, it's more that's not that your phones are listening.
No, mate, your phone. Jack, bro, come on. All right, well, you do it right now then. Do it right now. All right, I'll do it.
Okay. What's all right. I wonder what a mob of the collective noun for kangaroos is. I wonder what the collective nouns for kangaroos is.
And I put what in.
What is the color?
Yes,
what,
turn on. Allow. No, all right.
Clear cache. What is a group of
kangaroos called?
Yeah.
What
is suggestion?
WhatsApp says. What's wrong with Sally Spectra?
Hang on.
What's the weather today?
No. There was an S name in there.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't either. But I feel as though we shouldn't dig too deep into it.
We won't. But what you okay. Apologise to Ava? Is she still there?
No, she's gone.
No, she drifted off. Chris, bring it home. What's your coincidence?
Hey guys. So I bought a house. Me and my wife bought a house in 2013.
Yeah.
And about 3 weeks ago, I started cleaning out my shed because I hadn't cleaned it out ever since we bought it. The previous owners had left some stuff in the shed.
Yep.
At the very back corner, which I've never been able to get to, was a big cupboard, like the old school cupboards.
Yep.
And when I got to it, I had a look at it, and at the front of it had my last name on it, which I thought was weird, but it was scratched into the front.
Yep.
But then what really got weird was it had the address of when I was 6 years old scratched onto the front as well. It was actually my cupboard from when I was 6 years old.
What the hell? It's coincidental. What's it doing in this house that you bought in 2013? No. How did it end up there? Do you have any idea?
So he bought it at a garage sale and had owned it since I was 6 years old.
This is Tingly
Thursday.
This is Tingly Thursday mixed with coincidental.
Oh,
Chris,
great.
You're a cross-pollinator, Chris.
Well done. Incredible.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
If you're just joining us, welcome. The boys have had their teeth whitened and they're looking very, very good, gentlemen. Very bright.
Yeah, incredible. The results, which are available to see on our Instagram, Husey and Ed. I'm going to post it on my own.
You went from a 30, which is like really dark, darkest legal, to a
18.
16.
Well, 16, yeah.
That's half. You should be
really
wrapped.
Good. Yeah, and that, you went from a 28 to a 12.
That's a huge improvement.
Yeah, it could get you across the line in Dancing with the Stars on Sunday night.
This is why I did it. So why did you do it?
Well, I'm still filming Hughes, We Have a Problem. I need white teeth. I think that might be the difference. And it could get me to America.
Are you going to do
it?
It's time for you to do the next step, man.
You're thinking full veneers.
I do. And I told you, you can keep the gap, but they can be straight. They can be white. They can be
big.
Or monstrous.
Just real big,
ridiculous,
big teeth.
Real Maccabi Diva stuff.
My wife has got big teeth, and they're beautiful, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but
good save.
Could I...
out teeth her?
Or could I just get hers? Could she hand them over and
that's
say...
That's a beautiful idea.
Say, honey, come on.
Teeth transplant.
You want to go to America, you give me your teeth.
What's she got?
She can have mine. Does she love me or not? Have my teeth.
Yeah, man.
Let's do a teeth swap.
Teeth swap.
Talk about wife swap.
Oh,
teeth swap.
This is a good show.
You swap teeth with someone.
Married at first sight. It's the first thing they should do. Come over here.
I've probably already done it.
Yeah, probably already missed done it, actually.
Now.
Awful. When we come back.
We are talking animals.
Yes, we are going to be talking animals because it seems as though you're about to come to your senses and trim down the herd.
I've got some rescue
trim
dogs.
Trim down the herd.
Rescue well, dog, rescue
been,
cat.
If they've been rescued once, maybe they've had their fun and it's time for them to go ski.
Yeah, and before we do that, I believe we're going to clear up something from my flats, aren't we?
Yep, the block of flats that you own, it was something that you were unaware of, if it was true or not. And we've got the real estate agent on next to tell the nation and to tell you whether or not this is taking place at your own block of flats. He hasn't lost touch. How dare you say that?
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Now, you own a block of flats.
Yeah, a very small block.
No, it's tiny. It's
no,
barely,
it's not tiny.
It's barely a block.
No, it is a block.
It's a block of flats.
It's a block. A 70s block. It's not like, you know. No, still, good flats. Absolutely. I know we're about to speak to the guy who manages the block, and I don't want to talk it down because they're bloody good flats. I think at least one of them is up for lease as we speak.
All right.
So you know, they're good. Okay, really, you know, when they used to make flats for people to live in.
Yes, true.
Not just, you know, to get profits and then move on.
Yeah,
developers
man.
Couldn't care less about people actually living in these places.
Exactly. How's the cladding?
Don't know about that. Put air conditions in most of them.
Did you really? Most
absolutely.
Of them. And the ones that don't? Beautiful breeze. Beautiful breeze. Beautiful breeze.
All of them have got separate toilets. So you can do what you like
what
in the
toilet.
What
did you think? That,
yeah, but it's a lot of
separate
toilets.
From each other. Or, yeah,
no, well, separate. No, I mean, there's not a toilet block for the whole.
What are you saying?
No, I'm saying that the toilets are separate to the bathroom. Which I like.
Oh, like a powder room. That's called a powder room.
Yeah, but I'm sick of having the toilets in bathrooms.
Yeah.
I just remember the good old days where you're enclosed in a room on your own.
Yes, just really.
Yes, just doesn't have to be a big room.
No, doesn't. No light. So, we were talking yesterday about what's allowed in your block of flats and what isn't. And this is the chat that went down.
Bubbles I've had for 2 years now, I think. Turned up on Hughie, we have a problem. It was meant to go to an audience member who wasn't allowed to have a dog in her block of flats.
Yeah, so you took it. Do you allow pets in your block of flats?
I don't know, actually.
That is a
wonder if I do.
What a great sentence.
Wonder if I do.
Well, wonder no more, my friend, because the managing agent of said block of flats, Nick, is on the line. G'day, Nick.
Hi guys, how's it going?
Yeah, yeah, I'm a good guy, aren't I, Nick?
Oh, you're pretty easy to get on with. It's all right.
Oh, not a ringing endorsement.
No, he's fine.
You don't hear from me much, do you?
Oh, God.
No, I don't know. Well, every now and again, I'll pass on a bill. I don't know. Can you pay this, Nick? Because it's to do with the block of flats.
Yeah. Okay.
That's reasonable, isn't it, Nick?
Very reasonable.
Thank you. Yes. So we do have one. We're not going to advertise it here, but we do have one available, don't we?
We do, yes.
Well, and what's the problem with that one, Nikki?
There's no problem.
Is there a bit of a whiff
no
in there?
No problem at all.
Or...
You see, you'd be happy to know there's no cladding. It's all brick, so you're all safe.
No cladding.
No cladding.
No, cladding. No asbestos or anything.
Ah, well, Nick didn't say that.
No asbestos.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, is it next to anything untoward?
No. It's in a quiet suburban street. It's the only block of flats in the street, in fact. Isn't it, Nick?
So it's a real eyesore.
Right on the corner.
No, it stands out in the street.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
No, well, it would. It's got you. Face painted on the side. Nick.
Yes.
Nick, here's the big question. Does the Hughie block of flats allow pets?
He does.
Oh, there you go. I thought I would.
Does he have any restrictions?
No restrictions. I believe he once said, I don't care if you've got a zoo, happy to have you in my apartment.
I don't care if you've got a zoo. I would have said that. So that's it. That goes speaks to me being a good guy. I'm very pet friendly.
Very tick next to that one.
Yes, you got a pet. You got a horse. Maybe not a horse.
Get your horse.
They've all got a car space, so you could probably got room for a horse. You could put a horse.
All got a car space.
Yes,
Nick.
Don't they, Nick? Everyone does, and it's undercover. Like I don't have undercover car parking in my own house in the block of flats.
Now, Nick, why has this one been empty for so long?
No,
it's not empty.
No, they're just moving out, aren't they, Nick?
Yeah, they've still got another couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be seamless, mate. It'll be a baton change. So, and they can have
another.
A pet. You can have a pet. I'm all for pets in blocks of flats.
That's nice, man.
I'm all for pets. I love pets.
I know that.
I've got so many of them myself.
I know. But it does beg the question. People would have hidden pets over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Living places.
Well, Nick, have you, as a real estate agent, have you ever come across and you thought there's a pet here where there's not meant to be a pet?
I, as a real estate agent, have said that I didn't have a pet when I had a pet many
years
ago.
Nick!
It's a property manager! Nick! He's done it himself!
No.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I've got more respect for you.
So do I.
Absolutely. People have a crack at real estate agents, and they shouldn't, because they're people just like we are.
Yeah, so
Nick's
true.
One of the best,
yeah.
And he's also hidden a pet.
Nick? Good to speak to you. All right, so
131060. The question is,
are you hiding a pet?
Yeah, or have you hidden a pet?
Yeah, what pet did you hide in your rental?
Yeah, man.
We're not here to dob you in. We're here to celebrate, like Nick celebrated, the fact that he used to do it.
Yeah, hidden pets. What did you have to do to hide it?
It's the Hughie and Ed catch-up.
Hughie and Ed driving you home, 131060. Are you or have you been hiding a pet?
Yep.
Because my block of flats is pet friendly, which my property manager just told me that I once said to him, I don't care if they've got a zoo, as long as they pay the rent.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
That won't backfire at all. So who has hidden a pet?
Carl, have you hidden or are you hiding?
Well, I have hidden, Husey. So when I was living with a mate of mine, we had a couple of pets. We had a rabbit and we had a budgie, and we weren't supposed to have them in there. And the bloke that used to come and get the rent from us,
yeah,
they just usually knock on the door. And we give him the cash, but this particular day we didn't have the cash ready, so he came in our lounge room and we were running around a bit panicked.
Yeah.
And someone left the bathroom door open, and as he was standing there, the rabbit came hopping down the hall and proceeded to sat on his feet, actually. And as he looked down, the budgie then came swooping at him and dive-bombed him. And he just looked at us and said, "Boys, I do not want to know about it. Give me the money." And he left, us alone. And
yeah, there you go. Sloppy. And you haven't had to hide the bunny. Why? You shouldn't have to hide your bunny or your budgie.
I love the idea of two blokes with a bunny and a budgie. That is so cute, Carl.
They wanted to meet the visitor. Yeah.
What's the bunny's name? Bunnies always have great names. Carl,
Jack the rabbit and Buddy the bird.
Yeah, all right.
Buddy.
Look, mate, we were a couple of stoners. And
Yeah, of course, fair enough.
Why not?
Fair enough. Who wasn't back in the day? Fair enough too, Carl.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
I love Carl.
Veronica, are you hiding as we speak?
I'm hiding, yeah. Not right now, but when we have house inspections, I have a dog and 9 cats.
You have 9 cats, and Veronica?
Is there a limit or you're not meant to have any at all?
No, I'm meant to have, I can have 1 dog and 1 cat. So I'm allowed to have 1 cat.
So like you're 8 cats over the limit. How do you hide 8 cats when it's time for an inspection?
We have a shed in the backyard, so we just close them in the shed. Hopefully we'd hope that they don't kill each other, but on one inspection, they actually managed to open the shed. So we were just trying to avoid the windows, turning around so the woman would turn around facing us away from the windows.
Yeah, right. There's just a cat party going on in your backyard.
Yeah, pretty much. They would come out the window staring at us. Why aren't we getting, letting them inside? And we are like, oh, you have to see this room.
Yeah. And you've got away. How long have you been getting away with it, Veronica?
2 years now.
How long?
2 years.
Two years. And they haven't destroyed the house.
No, absolutely not.
Would you accept 9 cats and a dog?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all concrete, the flats, you know what I mean? There's not much you can do in there. Mm. I mean, they can scratch, that's true. Yeah, they can get. Yeah, well, I've got 1 cat and that destroys every couch we have.
All right.
But we still love it.
Mm-hmm.
Nick?
Yeah?
What's your story?
So I'm actually a real estate agent, so I don't hide my pets, but I went into a property for an inspection. And I specifically had to look in the walk-in robe because there'd been a leak with the shower. And the tenant was like, no, you can't go in there. You can't go in there. And I really needed to. I opened the door and I'm going to say it was at least 4 foot long. This python slides over my foot.
Oh.
I've never sworn in front of a tenant before and I couldn't stop. There were just so many bad words coming out of my mouth.
A massive snake hidden in his cupboard.
Yeah. So it wasn't that she wasn't allowed the pets, but she was scared that we wouldn't let her have the snake, so she just put it in her wardrobe.
And did you allow her to continue to have that snake in the rental?
As long as it was in its, cage thing when I went to do the next inspection, that was fine.
She could keep her python.
What about you, Hughes?
Of course.
Are you python friendly?
Absolutely. Pythons, that'd be at least your problems, wouldn't they? Because they're quiet. And what would a python do? What could a python do wrong? Apart from, what could it do?
Eat one of the cats.
Well, that's all right. That's not my fault, is it?
No.
So I think we've learned. Just let the pets.
Let them run.
Let them run free.
Yeah.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
If you hold on for long enough, things, they turn. Life goes full circle. If you just hold on.
If you hold on for one more day.
Here's an example, yes. What's that one?
That's Wilson Phillips.
Yeah.
Go Your Way, I believe. Wilson is the daughter of the bloke from the Beach Boys, I believe.
Oh, Brian Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, did not know that.
Now, by the way, I've got no idea what you're about to say. I've been kicked out of the studio, so this is one of those segments where it's a complete surprise to me.
So the 2020 Brit Awards were on, have just been run and won, which is the English Music Awards, British male Stormzy, female Mabel, British group Foals, Best New Artist, Lewis Capaldi. International Female, Billie Eilish. There are a few of the winners. Yeah? But
what did Eddie Eilish get?
That's you. And my daughter, Sadie, thinks would rather Eddie than Billy. Yeah, but
well, let's hear it.
No, we can't hear it. We'll just do this first.
Okay.
He hasn't got it there. Oh, play it then. Have you got it?
A new
he
one.
Doesn't have it. Is there a new one?
There's a new one.
Oh, because Ed claims that...
Tim, can you get it for me?
Ed claims that Billie Eilish is just... Everything's on a Casio or something, isn't it?
Billie Eilish...
You know what? Billie Eilish isn't happy at the moment because she thinks people don't like her. And you're part of the problem.
I don't have to like her. Her music sounds like it's just a Casio demo and complaining over the top.
I love Billie Eilish.
You have to say that you like everything new.
No, I don't. I enjoy Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. I had her on my AirPods today.
Okay.
And it was good. Anyway, so this is... No, I'm talking about as a triumph for a certain section of society that have been ridiculed for too long. Listen to who won... Best album. Listen to who won best album. Now have a listen.
And the winner is Dave Segal.
Yeah. Listening.
Wow, the album of the year goes to the brilliant Dave.
Dave, D-A-V-E, won best album. That's his name, and he goes by Dave, and he's proud of it. His name is Dave. His real name's David, but he calls himself Dave. He's a British rapper. Singer, songwriter, pianist, record producer, and actor. And he's Dave.
What's the point? Why are we here?
Dave is a name that I have and hasn't been cool for at least 20 years, probably 40 years.
Oh, really? Is that where you're going with this?
Dave is an uncool name.
Oh, and if someone called Dave wins awards, you might finally win an award.
But not just, not like Dave, not like an old person's award.
Gotcha. You're saying it's back.
Cool.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
A rapper's called Dave. Dave.
No, but he's saying it ironically.
No, he's not.
He's saying it ironically. Yes, he is. He's saying, like, what's the dumbest, oldest, dorkiest, gap-toothed name that I can think of that makes me sound like a guy that looks like Susan Boyle from Australia? And he's gone, I'm going to go with Dave. And everyone's like, ah!
No, his name is David Orobosa Omorigi. That's his name. His name is David. He's gone, I'm going to go with Dave. And I'm going to win Brit Award Best Album.
Ironically.
Not ironically, mate. Hand out those awards ironically.
That's irony.
That's not irony. He's Dave. Dave is cool again. Thank you. And think about it, parents. New parents, call your kid David, and they can also win awards. So, because there's not one child in Australia called David.
When was the last time you won an award?
It's been a while.
Husey and Ed.
The Daves have had a win.
Yeah, because Dave won a Best Album at the Brit Awards. So he's a young rapper from England. And I put it to you that there's no Dave younger than him. He's like, I think he's 20, is he? No, he's 22. 22. Yeah.
So we're looking for the youngest Dave 21. Because you think that this, you thought Dave as a name was gone, and now you think that this Dave is going to start bringing it back to make it cool again. And I just don't know if that's true.
I'm going to give a prize to the youngest Dave.
13, 10, 60.
Are you a young Dave, or you don't own a Dave, but
are you the ward? Are you the parent?
Yeah, you could be
the guardian.
Are you related to
the relation?
Of a young Dave.
Yeah.
And there's a good prize. We're going to give a good prize.
All right, 13, 10, 60 for the youngest Dave.
It could be 18. There might be no one younger than that. How young's your Dave?
13, 10, 60.
How young can we go for a Dave?
How young's your Dave? How young's your Dave?
Do you reckon we'll get one under 10? Under 10?
No chance. Won't get one under 22.
Maybe 13. There's none.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
13, 10, 60. How young's your Dave?
How young can we go?
Say why.
Because Dave won Best Album at the Brit Awards. He's a young rapper. He's 21.
And I'm saying that he's saying it...
Ironically.
Yeah.
I choose not to believe that. I choose that he's proud of his name and he's making Dave cool again.
Okay.
Because it hasn't been cool for a long time.
Okay.
But it should be.
Who's the most cool Dave of all time? David Crosby?
David Beckham?
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
But he doesn't call himself Dave.
No, he's never been Dave. Who's the coolest Dave of all time? Not the movie, the guy in the movie.
Davy Crockett, but he's Davy.
He's Davy.
Dave Letterman? He was Dave.
He was David.
Only Dave I can think of is Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle!
Bang!
No,
he's the coolest one. He's the coolest Dave.
That's good.
Well done.
Really good.
Really good.
But he's in his 40s, he's mid-40s.
Maybe 50.
Yeah. So but how young can we go? Marnie, who do you know?
My daughter dances with a David. He's not Dave, but and I think he's 9 or 10 years old.
But it's David, isn't it?
Yeah, but he could be Dave.
No, but he sounds like he's particular about it, Marnie.
Is he particular?
Well, I don't know. I'm not at dancing.
So but he gets. But your daughter says, "I dance with David."
Yeah, she does.
All right.
Yeah, well, she'd say Dave. I love it. Thank you, Marnie. I love it, but I don't think so.
Denise, what do you got?
My friend's son is David, and he's 3.
Is it noted that that's an unusual name, Denise?
Oh, it's an old name, yes.
It is an old name.
Oh, very old.
You've taken the dust off it.
Well, very old.
Not very old, mate.
What do you mean, David? My name is David. I know that. There's a reason that there's a sculpture, one of the greatest sculptures of all time from the 15th century called David.
The Bible,
it goes back to that's how old the name is.
You're right, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying, it's an old name. It's not Jackson with an X.
John, who have you got?
Hey, mate, I've got my son. My son was born in May last year, and his name is Dave. My dad's name was Dave as well.
Yeah.
And then I was John, and he was my dad was John Dave, and I am John Alwyn. So my son is John. Oh, is Dave John? Dave,
yeah, well, it's great. Dave. You've got a Dave, and
jeez, that was tough.
Yeah, no, but it was good though. But because you know what's me think of that my son could grow up and have a Dave. And he could get on the radio in 30 years' time to try to win a prize and say, I've got a Dave because my dad was Dave.
And you're dead, yeah? Are you dead at this point?
I don't know, but he'd be disappointed because I don't think he's won. Because Griffin, I think we might have the youngest Dave. Who is it, Griffin?
So my partner and I are having a son in 3 weeks and we're planning on calling it Dave.
Not David, Dave?
Just Dave.
Oh.
Not David, just Dave.
Is it going to say Dave on the birth certificate?
Yep.
Ah, he's the winner. As soon as we see that birth certificate, a massive prize is coming your way, all right?
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
Yeah, but a big show. You can, if you missed any of it, podcast, download that Hit app. You'll hear the boys getting their teeth whitened.
Yeah, Ed got it done for Dancing with the Stars.
I'm going all out, man. I'm leaving it all out on the floor this week.
We do need people to vote. We're voting 19. Here. We can't be the only ones voting.
95,
10. Text Ed. Now that Dean's gone, I'm officially the worst in the group.
Well,
I'm dead last.
You were second last.
But now I'm last.
Well, at this point you are. What are the odds? Can I get the odds?
I don't want the odds now.
Because before it started, Ed was favourite to win.
Get all your money and put it on Celia Pakwola.
What are we on now? Where is he at?
Well,
you've got to be
second behind Claudia Carvin. Is it $4.50?
Ed Cavalli is.
I can't. I'm last.
No, Claudia is $3.25 favourite.
Well, how much Celia?
Can I short you? I want to short you.
Celia's third, $5.
Oh, that's where
I
the
need
value.
To short you.
I don't know what that means.
When you buy a short a stock, you buy a stock.
You're betting against it.
Will go down.
But you can't.
I want to bet against you.
All right. How do you do that?
I bet the field except you. Just bet everyone else.
How much is the field? That's excellent.
The field without Ed.
All right. Put a grand on the field.
Without you.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll just put it on Celia. Or Claudia, one of those two. But then what about...
Yeah, well done. That was excellent.
No.
Almost knew someone else that was
no,
in the
I
show.
No, I know other people in the show.
Really? No. No one help him. No one help him.
Chloe Latanzi.
Who's that? Who's that?
Chloe Latanzi.
Who is she?
Olivia Newton-John's daughter.
Ah, she's more than that, mate. That's it. I'm out of here. She is an artist in her own right.
She's a really good dancer.
Stop besmirching her.
She's a really
she's
good
not the
dancer.
Daughter of, mate. She's the one and only.
Yeah, all right.
She's in it.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Husey and Ed driving you home this afternoon.
Yeah, they are. Mm. We are.
Yeah, yes. You are.
So, we've all been disgusted by some discoveries that were made on your show, Husey, We Have a Problem, by a microbiologist. You took a swab of your hands after you'd had, quote, a wiping incident.
Yeah.
And your hands were still covered in fecal matter and E. coli.
No, just E. coli. I didn't say fecal matter. It was E. coli.
A. Yeah, that's what it was. And to the point where a microbiologist, a man of science, called you this.
I think this is indicative of a general lack of hygiene in other areas of your life, and that's what's giving you gastro.
So you're saying that...
I'm saying you're an animal, Husey.
I'm about to
It was a wake up call. It was a wake up call.
And have you been more?
I have. I've been.
Have you been more diligent since then?
You know what? Soap every time. Every time. Soap.
Well done. Well,
not just water, not just a token water effort. Soap.
A rinsing. Scrub.
A proper, like I'm about to have, about to perform surgery.
A lathering.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm about to make you feel better because I found someone worse than you. Because when you were telling us about that, it got me thinking about the spate of poo joggers.
Yeah, we had one with
there was the guy in Brisbane that was the same route every day, and he got caught in the flats. Remember him? He was bent over, and they took a picture of him, and all he said was hello.
I don't remember him. I remember the Roxy Jacenko
like
one.
No.
The CEO.
The Roxy Jacenko one was more recent, but that smelt funny, pun not intended. There was something weird about that.
There was not a publicity stunt. I mean, she's a master of publicity, but she's not.
She's not above that. Let's just say that.
Oh, no. I give her the benefit of doubt there and say that there was a man turning up and was a man. It was a woman. It was. That's true. Well, yeah.
Then there was my favourite, which was the one that was hanging outside Channel 10. Was doing it very close to Channel 10.
Jogger whips down her pants and gets down to business.
A lot of fun, that one.
Yeah, well described as well. Without making, because people are eating their dinner first at 5, early dinner, and you see that. Good to see they kept it clean.
Well, this gentleman says, hold my beer, because a man has been pooping outside for 45 years in order to save nature. An esteemed mushroom and moss photographer and conservationist, Masana Izawa, has adapted a novel way of doing his bit for nature. He has been defecating outdoors since 1974.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise.
With a shovel? How's he doing it? What's he?
With a shovel?
No, but is he burying it like a cat?
No, it's just on the ground. It's just on the top. It's a bit of top. Top surface.
Is anyone picking it up and putting it in the wheelie bin or not?
No.
Is it just staying there?
No, because he says it's part of the circularity of nature. He said that no one's willing to take ownership of their feces except him.
So he's encouraging it.
He said we should all do it. He said in his life he's only used a toilet 14 times.
How big's his yard though? Because in my yard, I've got a nice little lawn. And I don't reckon, because with the basketball and stuff with the kids.
What about the nature strip?
No, you can't. You've got to do that in your own. I reckon you've got to do that in your own property.
What about the beach?
The beach? No, no, the dog was down there. I pick up my dogs down the beach, yeah. No, you shouldn't have the beach.
There's nothing to stop you.
No, I know.
When the dog starts going, do you think I could?
I wouldn't go on. No, good luck to him, though. It's his own house. Bloody, I could find it.
It's not. It's in the local area.
Oh, he's doing it outdoors.
Yes. No, we can't go out on that.
We have.
If you're in Adelaide this weekend, in fact.
Tough segue. Tough segue.
In the gardens of unearthly delights.
Well, there's plenty of unearthly delights in Mexico.
See me. From the Adelaide Fringe.
From tomorrow night.
Get tickets right now.
Get tickets.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We've made it all the way to the end of the Husey and Ed catch-up. But don't worry, there's plenty more episodes to catch up on. Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Whether you play netball, rugby, football or soccer, The Athlete's Foot has the perfect fit for all sports for the whole family. Shop in-store or online at theathletesfoot.com.au.